Article 35A of the Constitution, a separate clause, also expunged, strengthened Kashmir's autonomous status by providing special rights to its residents. The article forbids Indians outside the state of permanently settling, buying land, holding local government jobs, and securing education. There is an urgent need to address this. And there is an urgent need for the past and the ongoing human rights violations and abuses that is happening in that current country currently, and for all of myself and you to be beacons of justice and to deliver justice for all people of Kashmir and everywhere else in the world who for 7 decades have suffered a conflict that has claimed numerous lives with no real consequences for its perpetrators. My respected elders and friends, it is our duty to hold them accountable for its doings and insist that a plebiscite in Kashmir remains a moral imperative. I'm sure you must be following the news, which only gives me and you a selected portion of what is happening. A portion which serves the interests of those who are busy causing the turmoil and confusion. A selected amount of news which does not allow me and you to see what is happening on the ground. But nevertheless, my friends, I have just allowed you to have a small bit in my introduction. Allow me today, in the few minutes that I have, just to analyze what is happening in the world in the light of Quran and Hadith. And it is from there that we take our solace. It is from there that we find our grief lessened. It is from there that inshallah we hold on to our faith. My respected elders and friends, I'm going to use an analogy that comes to my mind. And based on this analogy, inshallah, I will bring you into the picture of what is happening in the world. Pay careful attention. Don't sleep. Respected elders and friends, the birth of a child is always happy news, isn't it? The birth of a child is happy news. Isn't it, Uncle Abdul Razak? Inshallah, Mubarak. The birth of a child is happy news. Although, through pregnancy, lots of uncomfortable phases had befell the mother. And the final birth labor that she had to endure is really traumatic. You agree with me? It's a very traumatic time. Many of our mothers and sisters, even after that, after birth, yet despite all that, everyone rejoices. And even after birth, the issue of filling the belly of the mother with nutritious foods and the belly of the child, that the mother is tasked to fulfill. The phase of teething is uncomfortable for the child, and the mother has to endure breastfeeding for a full period of 2 years. Although many of our mothers and sisters don't do it, but there was an amazing article, I'm just digressing a little bit on the topic, there was an amazing article of how much of benefit Allah has put in the milk of the breast of a mother. Subhanallah. They did a survey. This is a topic, inshallah, which Allah gives us the ability. We will touch on some other time, inshallah. For my mothers and sisters, many today, whatever the reasons are, perhaps job-related or perhaps financial-related, whatever it is, they tend not to breastfeed their children. But there was a research done in which it was found That, and subhanAllah, Allah has stipulated 2 years. Why 2 years also there are answers given? Already in the Quran answers are given, but science is only starting to produce these answers now. And the nutritional benefit that Allah has placed in the milk of a mother is amazing. They took a survey in which a few children were surveyed in terms of their level of IQ and their level of intelligence later on in life. And they found that those children who were breastfed were superior and higher in the level of IQ than those who were not. But that is a different topic, inshallah. There are many other nutritional facts that have come out from this, inshallah. Allah give me the ability to one day voice on it. So respected elders and friends, we know that birth, though it is traumatic, it brings a lot of good news. Now the Quran describes these as heart struggles. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ The Quran says that we have created men through heart struggles. Now, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu and many other commentators of the Quran describe the heart struggle mentioned in this ayah as the different phases before birth and after birth. And yet, despite all that, the coming of a child is a happy event. Parents, family, grandparents, they welcome the newborn with joy and with happiness, alhamdulillah. Now, respected elders and friends, in the same way, there is glad tidings and there are waves of glad tidings awaiting the people of Kashmir. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, three sons of the Khalifa will fight each other by the treasures of yours. There will be no victor. Then will rise the black flags from the east. They will fight you, such people, and such a war that no nation has ever fought before. When you see them, seek allegiance to them, even if it would be that you have to crawl on ice, because he would be the Khalifa of Allah, Al-Muhammad ibn Mahdi, radiyallahu. So beautifully my Nabi has already predicted what is going to happen. My respected elders and friends, from my humble opinion, when I studied this ahadith last night, this is the clear that in the hard winter of Afghanistan, or maybe who knows, only Allah knows, maybe who knows, the climate change might even bring snow to Makkah. We see the weather patterns in Makkah today. Rains that never fell before. Wallahu alam, only Allah knows. Also, the hadith indicates that this army will pave the way for Imam Mahdi to be initiated from an area which is today called Khurasan. It is the area of Pakistan, the area of Afghanistan, Iran, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, and Tajikistan. So this is the area where you find there's a lot of turmoil taking place at the moment. If you follow, you will find there's a pattern that is happening. And this brings me to my beautiful words of my Allah. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ They plan, and Allah also has a plan. My respected elders and friends, the Nabi of Allah further goes on in his predictions of what is going to happen. He says, when you see black flags coming from the area of Khurasan, then come to join them. Why? Because in that army will be the Khalifa of Allah, Muhammad ibn al-Mahdi. My respected elders and friends, there is a long article that was written by Shah Ni'matullah al-Bukhari in the 8th century. He's written an amazing book on the predictions of how the entire wars of the world will play out. And in that he mentions that after describing the Mughal Empire and the advent of the Englishmen and the advent of the British, he described the First World War with precision. Subhanallah. Then he described the Second World War with the split of India and Pakistan. He further goes on to state the degeneration of Muslims, and he states the consequent persecution of the Muslims in these areas that will happen. Subhanallah. Then, my friends, he mentions there will be open killing and raping of Muslims in India. He mentions this clearly. Then he says, a Habibullah from Afghanistan will rise in army. Later he says, Pakistan will rise and join with the Afghans to fight the atheists, to fight those who worship animals and those who worship the cows. And he mentions, and then Allah will take care of Kashmir, of Jammu and Delhi. From there, he mentions that Hinduism will be completely annihilated. Islam will rule again in India. Then he mentioned there will be a third world war that will take place, that will drive Europe and America into a dreadful war. Russia and Germany at that time will be the victors. Then at the time of Hajj, Muhammad ibn Mahdi will appear soon, inshallah. My respected elders and friends, the present trend and the present persecution over Muslims is to drive away, is to remove them from the Indo Park. That is the idea. Well, let me tell you, this is the labor pain for the birth of Islamic rule, inshallah. Like the labor birth of that mother, like the labor birth of that mother who went through hard struggles, eventually it gave joy to the eye when the child was born. Insha'Allah, my friends, make a dua in your heart as you sit here. Insha'Allah, this is that birth that is going to take place, insha'Allah. Respected elders and friends, the Nabi of Allah further goes on to say, he said, two armies that has the guarantee of freedom from hellfire. There are two armies that will fight. They will have the freedom from the fire of hell. And who are they? The army that will conquer India, and the army that will be the army of Isa, the son of Mary, alayhi salatu wassalam. My respected elders and friends, we as Muslims, there is much to be said, but we as Muslims should know at this point in time where we are and what is our standing. And why are we being persecuted? One is the scenario of history that I have placed before you. The other, my friends, unfortunately and sadly, our sins are exceeding our good actions. Our sins are exceeding our good actions. عُمَّالُكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. Your leaders are your actions. Your leaders are your actions. Salah is neglected by more than 80% of the ummah. Wallahi, how many of us got up this morning and read our Fajr?